No.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're having a great day. We just left Subway, so we are.
Eating lunch myself, so I'm doing good. Enjoying a beautiful day, that's for sure.
It's made it up to 80. I'm surprised at that. It's just an excellent day out here. We went to Lowe's where they were crowded, and we went to Aldi's, which was about normal. But then coming out of Walmart, jiminy, I thought the holiday was over. But they're packed.
Packed every day when I come through there, or every time I come through there. It's crazy.
You said, that's progress for you. I'll take the Fifth Amendment on that. Country, but you said it's getting kind of populated too.
Had a bunch of people move in to the area. They want to be close to Asheville and Greenville, so we're kind of in the middle of there. And it's, I don't know what to say about it anymore.
Right. I think I'd rather be at Chad's deer camp out like that or up near Chris. Except you gotta drive it a long ways to get anything.
That I'd rather be out away from everybody.
You've been building up around Chad's up there real bad. But he lives back in a hole there, so I envy him.
He does have a nice place, nice location.
He had 22 acres. I don't know if it was there or up north.
I'm not sure on that one. You know, I couldn't tell you.
He's really got a tremendous place there as far as I'm concerned. Well, I'm not able to have a workshop like that anymore, but I envy him. Too bad they can't run three-phase back there to his shop, but they wanted a god-awful price to do that, and then a stipend every month. And you save a lot of money on three-phase, but not if you got to pay a flat rate every month of, I forget what, $1,200 a month or something. It was some ungodly amount. And that's before you even used anything. Our electric bill took a pretty good size jump the other day, about what, $60 or something a month? About $50, just because.
You people say their power bill has jumped down here, want to know why. It's because you're charging more for it, or you're using more one of the two.
Charging more, that's for sure. Well, it's been very reasonable compared to what it was up in Kansas when we left. Wolf Creek Power Plant up there was 11 cents. That's been 14 years ago, and we've been 11 cents up until just recently. Kilowatt hour, that's what you're talking about. But let me turn this radio down further. Can't think. But it's getting to be pretty pricey, but if they don't start getting a new nuclear plant built, this place is really going to be in a rut, because it'll take them 10 years to build one. And with, just think of the demand with all these new houses that they're putting on the grid.
We're trying to rely on this solar, and I don't think that's going to work for them too well.
There was one place out there in Texas the other day got hit with a big hailstorm, and it just tore the hail out of the that's H-A-I-L out of the solar station. And I'm sure it costs millions of dollars to get it back in place. But they don't think about that. Acts of God, well, they don't happen, right?
You got the wind turbines that they're trying to use in certain places, and nobody tells you about how hard it is to dispose of those either.
And the wildlife that it disturbs, and the maintenance on them is just terrific. I mean, I've seen them lifting 55 gallons of grease and oil and stuff up to them to keep those things lubricated and whatnot. And they have a finite life on them. They do generate a lot of electricity. I think most of them is around 3 megawatts. But in the long haul, you never know when the wind's going to blow or when it ain't. So there you got the rest of the story. But that's like predicting the rain. At any rate, they do million-dollar studies, I'm sure, to predict that. But only the good Lord and Mother Nature knows the answer to that.
And just when you think you got it figured out, it changes.
I got to make a kind of a tight turn here. There's a big van at the corner.
You and Miss Bernice get into this weekend.
We took some eggs over to the lake yesterday, and that's the first thing I did this morning, water the chickens, and I got to go feed them now. But I've had fans on them. My neighbor don't even do that, but I had 20-inch box fans on each pen. And I went out and turned them suckers off. They only draw about, 8 or 9 tenths of an amp, so they're not a heavy demand, but I shut them off anyway. They don't need those, hopefully, from now on.
Hopefully, fall has arrived early this year. Welcome early.
Initially, love it for the children, having to go out at recess and play and burn their buns off on a slippery slide that's 120 degrees or so out in the sun. Patrick, we're home now, looking out the back 40, so I'll let you go. Good hearing this afternoon, and we'll be okay on Thursday by then, won't we, Mom? Yeah, we should be all right on Thursday. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0OTR73.
73, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a great afternoon, and enjoy talking to you today. KO4HKX. Clear.
Yes, with WW4JEP.
Okay. Afternoon, Matthew.
You guys trying to solve the world's problems? Or at least this country's problems?
Get that, Matthew.
I said, are you guys trying to solve at least this country's problems?
Got it under control, Matthew.
I give up trying. It's fun to talk about and fuss about, but I quit trying.
It's just so logical, too, you know? I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure some of it out.
I got it under control. Get rid of all the politicians. See you guys later. That's a nice call, Matthew. This is N0TR73, and I'll be clear.
KO4HKX.
You have a good afternoon. We'll catch up with you later on, I'm sure. Yeah, Patrick, I don't know. I mean, that's the logic, I guess, doesn't play a factor, of course. But anyway, how are you doing?
Doing well. I'm enjoying the day. Everybody's peaceful and quiet where they're supposed to be. And it's just been kind of a quick day today. I'm actually heading to my afternoon stops way early. So not complaining at all.
Good. Maybe you get done just a little bit earlier and enjoy the cool evening at home with some daylight left.
Try to enjoy the afternoon. I enjoy these fall or cool evenings anyway. I won't call it fall yet, but because we can still get snuck up on.
And I think I'm sure that's inevitable, but that's okay. I'll take a little break here and there too. Got my daughter's baby. baby shower this weekend to deal with, so looking forward to the good weather and the cool weather, too.
Is it the first one, or is it multiple grandchildren?
First for everything. That's what it is this time around, first time. And so I'll get some little event going on, and then maybe some family visiting, too.
And congratulations, then. And hope everything goes smooth for them.
Yeah, so do I. Everything good with you at home? How's your wife doing, by the way?
She hadn't had to drag the broom out too many times, and so she's been doing all right. Son, he's talking about getting married next month, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. Well, good deal. Yeah, so I missed your net the other night. I was working. I had a eight day stretch, 7 days on. It was too much, but I had to shift things around for this weekend, this weekend.
You got to do that from time to time, that's for sure. At least you're flexible. I'll let you do that.
Hopefully it seniority pays off, you know, a little bit, so I'll take it when I can.
I heard you on the radio much lately, so figured you was out of town working quite a bit.
Last week was rough with all the weather. I was dealing with it up north too in New York. It was terrible. But the last few days were pretty nice. It wasn't bad. So definitely easier days than others, you know what I mean? Some are easier than others, I should say, like in anything.
Good days, unfortunately.
Important to realize every day is a gift, though. Nonetheless, all that's kind of irrelevant. I know you're probably about to stop anyway in a moment. I hope it's a good, productive, and even lucrative afternoon, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later on.
I'm glad everything's going good, and congratulations again on becoming a future grandpa, and hope everything goes smooth there, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, yeah, good afternoon. KO4HKX, it's WW4JET 73s. We'll talk to you later.